When Florida Governor Ron DeSantis sent two plane loads of migrants to Martha's Vineyard, he was probably thinking of how it would play in his home state. But as WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports, the controversial move has put immigration front and center in Massachusetts.
As soon as the news broke that 50 people from Venezuela had landed on Martha's Vineyard, Jay McMahon issued a press release. McMahon is the Republican competing against Democrat Andrea Campbell for Massachusetts Attorney General. McMahon says Maura Healey and Campbell have been welcoming illegal immigrants to the state for years. He called the two Democrats radical progressives who back lax immigration policies that jeopardize public safety. McMahon told WBUR that while his heart goes out to the migrants, they need to be handled by law enforcement, not welcomed as new residents.
It's not a community-based issue where we just welcome anybody that's poor and say, we're going to take care of them, give them health care and all that stuff.
McMahon says if the state figured out a way to quickly house the migrants at a military base on Cape Cod, why can't it offer similar help to homeless vets? And he says he's sympathetic to Southern governors like DeSantis of Florida, who claim to be overwhelmed by waves of immigrants.
So I understand his point. I just don't like that all of a sudden now we're getting them here in Massachusetts.
But McMahon's Democratic opponent in the race for AG, Andrea Campbell, blasted DeSantis for a cruel political stunt that targeted families, women, and children. Here's Campbell on MSNBC.
And so I'm proud of the folks on the vineyard, the elected officials, and everyone who mobilized to make sure every single individual that arrived was received with compassion, immediately provided housing, food, because that's what we're about here in Massachusetts. And frankly, that's what Democrats are about, not political stunts.
Meanwhile, immigrant advocates point out the migrants are not illegal immigrants. Ivan Espinosa Madrigal heads Lawyers for Civil Rights in Boston and is representing many of them. He says his clients surrendered to immigration officials at the border and are now in the country legally as they await their hearings. Espinosa Madrigal says they were illegally duped to come to Massachusetts with false promises of housing, jobs, and legal assistance.
This is a fraud, and this has a host of criminal and civil implications. Lawyers for Civil Rights will be targeting the governor of Florida and other accountable parties.
Espinosa Madrigal is calling for a criminal investigation. So are at least two Massachusetts lawmakers who represent the Cape and Islands. Among them, State Rep. Dylan Fernandez, who criticized DeSantis on NBC over the weekend for trying to be tough on immigration.
There is nothing tough about using women and children for your own political gain. Governor DeSantis is a coward. He is weak.
The Office of Attorney General Maura Healey, who's running for governor, says that it will evaluate all legal options. But so far, Healey is not talking about the migrants on the campaign trail, though her Republican opponent, Jeff Deal, is. Deal issued a statement that blames Healey for supporting policies that make Massachusetts a sanctuary state for illegal immigrants. Deal points to laws like granting driver's licenses to undocumented immigrants. Here he is in Lowell earlier this summer.
I think Republicans are all for more people coming to America, having the same opportunities we've all had growing up. We just want to make sure that you do it legally. And providing driver's license for those who are not here legally is an incentivization to come here in Massachusetts.
Deal is leading a GOP effort to repeal that law, which will be on the ballot in November. According to a Suffolk University survey in July, most Massachusetts voters think undocumented residents should have access to driver's licenses. So says David Paleologus, who conducted the poll. But Paleologus says immigration is a potent issue for DeSantis's conservative base in Florida.
DeSantis will benefit in Florida among core Republican voters with this action, exporting of migrants to Martha's Vineyard. And that might be all by design.
Shipping migrants to Massachusetts could also help DeSantis win over many Republicans across the country as he eyes a potential presidential run, even if critics in Massachusetts call the move cruel and cynical. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.